I'd like to welcome everyone out to our Wednesday night services. I wanted to give thanks for this opportunity to speak with you this evening and the prayers on my behalf. My goal is this evening that you are edified in the Word of God that's given to us through the Bible. With this edification, this also comes with a self-made task, and that is studying the Word of God. But first, I wanted to look at a statistic with you. This is a pie chart that represents a 24-hour day. These are the typical activities of a working American. In that 24 hours, we average around 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work, almost 3 3/4 hours of household chores, 3 hours of cooking and eating, three quarters of an hour driving to and from work and other activities. Did you know that the average American studies their Bible roughly 15 to 30 minutes a day? That's 2% of their day they are giving themselves to studying God's Word. And did you know that after first reading, the common person retains about 10% of what they read? So in that 15 to 30 minutes of study, they're able to retain about 1.5 to 3 minutes from that study. So out of the 1,440 minutes a day, the average American spends 0.1 to 0.2% of their time understanding the Bible a day. Now, I'm not saying this is everyone here. I know there are some that study more, and there are a lot of other contributing factors, but the facts show that we as Americans are awful at studying God's Word. In this study, we will look at the importance of study, where we fall short, and how we can be corrected through the Word. But first, what are we studying? When we look at the Bible, we can be overwhelmed, but we must approach studying it with ease, grace for ourselves, and understand that we may come away with more questions than answers. An overview of the Bible can be broken down into the following. It is split between the Old and New Testaments. They're split to show what was before and after the first coming of Christ. These are the sections then broken down into their different subsections. In the Old Testament, the Torah, which is Genesis through Deuteronomy, the historical portions, Joshua through Esther, poetry, Job through Song of Solomon's, and the prophets, major and minor, Isaiah through Malachi. And then in the New Testament, the Gospels, which is Matthew through John, the early church histories and Acts, the Pauline epistles, Romans through Hebrews, general epistles, James through Jude, and then Revelations is the final prophecy. Then looking at the Bible, we can become, these books were all written over a 1,500-year span. To put that into perspective, if the last letter was written today, Genesis would have been written in the year 526. Medieval times were only around for 50 years at this point over its 1,024-year span. The Bible is many books put together that reference back to each other more than 63,000 times. Still, looking at the Bible can be overwhelming, but once you understand that it takes a lifetime to comprehend, it doesn't feel as overwhelming. If you are like me, I am not the greatest reader. My wife can attest that it will take me months to read a simple book. When reading and studying the Bible, we must know that it is there for our benefit. In Joshua 1, verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Though written to the Israelites, this verse still stands the test of time. When keeping the Word of God as a constant thought in our minds, this keeps out all the worldly impurities from infiltrating our lives. When constantly seeking God, we benefit spiritually. Studying the Bible is something that should always be on our mind. With keeping the Bible in the forefront of our mind, we can start gathering wisdom from it. In Proverbs 4, verses 5 through 7 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." Wisdom and understanding go hand in hand. Once you have understanding, you can then apply wisdom to it. Understanding is asking the what, how, and why questions. Wisdom is the application of this understanding to your decisions. We understand that a tomato is a fruit. We know that ketchup is not a fruit smoothie. We understand that the Bible tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves. We know that we shouldn't yell at them from the safety of our car when they pull out in front of us going down the road. In studying the Bible, we are given spiritual understanding and wisdom to benefit ourselves so that others may see it and want to seek after that peace. When studying the Bible, we are looking at a historical text that was written over 1,500 years ago. That was written over a 1,500-year period. Written and put together for our benefit so that we may gain wisdom and understanding from God's Word. But why is it important to study? Why should we be looking for this and keeping this on the forefront of our minds? In Psalms 119, 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." If you were to turn off all the lights in here and cover the windows, it would be pitch black. In this darkness, you would not be able to put one step in front of the other without fear of stumbling on something or over someone. Even if you find someone else in the darkness, the both of you still cannot see through the darkness to tell where you are walking towards. God's word is the light that shines a pathway for us to walk, a pathway that we have no control over or decision of where it might take us. It is the only light we have that benefits us physically and spiritually. In Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14 says, "Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be that there be that find it." The world will claim to be able to give you a spotlight for your pathway, a light that will be wide, that will guide many to destruction. God's word is that straight and narrow path that leads unto life. Studying the Bible gives you that chance to let God guide your path. Through studying, you're able to place your faith upon Him. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." The world wants you to trust in yourself, to trust on your own understandings. If that were true, we would really be drinking ketchup and saying it's a smoothie right now. Letting God guide your path leads us down a righteous path. Though not an easy one, we will still have hard times to work through, but we still have God there always directing us. Through our study of the Bible, we will have to have the ability of reading. Reading is the cognitive process of decoding symbols like letters and extracting and constructing their meaning. This is the mechanical function of study. Understanding is taking what is constructed from reading and making sense of the overall message or phrase. This is the comprehension of study. So for example, my wife has this wonderful ability of pronouncing the entire alphabet. When you first hear this, you know that it is, when you first hear this, and not know what it is actually the alphabet, you will think it is gibberish. But once you start decoding what is being said and start comprehending what it is, you will find the meaning within it. Through studying the Bible, we can read thousands of words, but it is up to us to understand it, to comprehend what is being said. Proverbs 2, verse 6 says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Reading this verse, we can understand that God gives wisdom. He is the ultimate source of wisdom. Through God's mouth, or through his communication, that is the scriptures, comes knowledge and understanding. But this is not just given to us as a gift on your birthday. It must be sought after. In the previous verses in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 4 through 5, saying, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. How does one look for silver and hidden treasure? If something important is hidden from you, how hard are you looking for it? Say if George Strait is coming back to Lubbock for his last and final concert ever, and there are only a set number of tickets given out, and say for this concert you are gifted tickets to go and see it. You spend your time thinking about that concert and how fun it will be and how you can say you were there at his final show. The day comes for the concert and you are ready for it hours before it starts, but you cannot find your keys to the car to get to this concert. This is your only way to get there, and it's too late to get there any other way. How hard are you looking for those keys? Searching for those keys would bring happiness, wouldn't it? The pursuit of wisdom is on us to figure out. We have to make the effort through studying the word, and we are gifted wisdom. In John 5, verse 39 says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Here in John 5, Jesus is rebuking the religious scholars of his day. They could all memorize the Mosaic law, point out others' flaws in the law, and judge others by it. But they could not apply the law to themselves because they would be even more at fault in breaking it. When we are studying, we are studying to find the truth. Are we studying to seek out wisdom? Looking back at our opening statistic, only 9 to 14% of American adults study the Bible 15 to 30 minutes a day. And statistically, only able to retain 1.5 to 3 minutes of that study. Where do you fall in this statistic? Maybe you are able to read more than the average, or maybe able to retain more, but are you able to use it in your daily life? How many times can one read the first two commandments and still fall short? In Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39 says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. How many times can we read this and still put earthly things in front of God? We can read, we should love him with all our might. But then when my sports team is playing, that's the only thing I can think about during Sunday morning services. We should love him with all of our might, but I really just want to doom scroll social media right now instead of being in his word. We read, you should love your neighbor as yourself, but if they pull out in front of me in traffic, I'm going to come unhinged. We should love our neighbor as ourself, but if they don't have the political ideology as me, I'm going to think differently of them. We cannot sit for hours studying God's word. We can sit and study God's word for hours, but if we don't put it into practice, we should quit wasting our time trying to read it. Studying God's word grants us the gift of spiritual wisdom. The ways of this world and all in it is vanity. It's temporal. You can't take it with you in death. So how can studying a book really change our lives? How can we benefit from it? Proverbs 3, verses 11 through 12 says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. True correction comes with love. The ones that truly love us will come to us to help correct us for the better. God does this through his word. Correction is brought upon by self-conviction. Once you realize that there is a problem, that you are wrong, that your ways are wrong, and you see that correction is needed to align to God's truth, then you are able to change. If you do not realize the need for change, sin will still run rampant in your life. Through studying God's word, we can see where we need correction in our lives. Through study, we are able to benefit from it. And Psalms 19, verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is true, is sure, making wise the simple." God's ways are perfect. Man's ways are troublesome. We study because we know that we lack spiritually, that we should always be looking for God's word in all that we do. God's word is able to make the simple wise. This also includes the inexperience in God's word. But how can one gain experience in God's word when they don't pick it up and understand it? We all are going to need help at some point in time. That's why Bible studies can be beneficial for the inexperienced and the experienced. In Acts 8, verses 27 through 31 says, "And he rose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Then skipping down to verse 35, says, Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. The Ethiopian eunuch was a devout and educated man, but lacked spiritual wisdom to understand what was being said in Isaiah chapter 53. When studying, we all have to be humble and know that we are not always going to be able to come to an answer when reading God's word. We sometimes need help or a different perspective in understanding it. Once the eunuch understood what was required of him, he took action. He didn't sit there and argue with Philip what the scriptures were saying. We may need help. We may need help from others in understanding God's word. This also helps each other to grow spiritually and can connect through God's word. Through studying anything in life, it takes time to absorb what is being understood. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 and 25, says, Know ye not that they which run a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Here, Paul is talking about the Christian walk we are all on. He is comparing it to a race that we are all running, one that represents our life. In looking at marathon runners, how often are they out training for the next race? Do you see them on the couch waiting for the day to come for the race, and then they start running? These runners are constantly keeping their body in shape to even be able to compete in these races. How often are we too lazy to pick up our Bibles and study the Word? Maybe we say we will get to it later, but eventually, later will come and come quickly. As discussed in our opening, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. How much time we spend in God's Word determines our spiritual strength. Studying God's Word is going to take time and often come away with more questions than answers, and that's okay. We are not supposed to know the answers to everything. The key to our studying is so that we may grow spiritually and be able to defend the hope that we have. In 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give a defense to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." The phrase "give an answer" is Strong's G627, apologia. This is the defense that we are to have for the hope that is in us, that is within us. And how is this defense able to grow? In 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Through the word of God, we are able to build our defense. This defense will take a lifetime to master and to give. We are all able to benefit from God's word because it gives us doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction. In studying God's word, we are given his divine inspiration for our profit. We are given a tool that we can benefit spiritually. With any tool, we must know how to use it. We must become accustomed to it. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." God's word is able to cut through us deep into our soul. It shows us who we are and who we are not, what we are now and what we could be. The ultimate image is that of Jesus Christ, the one who is the living word, who was with God in creation. We are given a pretty explicit example that is all over the Old Testament when God's word is forsaken. All through the Old Testament, the Israelites continually forsaked God's word. They continually turned from him and followed their own ways. Hosea 4 and 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeking thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." In this chapter, the religious leaders were leading God's people away from him. God desires a deep personal relationship with us all, and these few were destroying those relationships. The people put their trust into the religious leaders and followed their instruction and not God, and not what God teaches through his word. This is why we are lucky to have many copies of God's word on different platforms. We have free and continual access to it to deepen our relationship with him. When we are giving a defense for the hope within us, we are leading people through God's word. How can we lead if we don't pick it up and study? How can we further the kingdom when we would rather let our Bibles collect dust on the shelf? The study of God's word is vital to our Christian walk here on earth. So this evening, what are you willing to give? Are you willing to give up your spiritual relationship, your spiritual wisdom for carnal and temporal things? Or are you willing to give all to God because he has given all for you? I'd like to thank everyone that can make it out to our Wednesday night services. At this time, we hold an invitation for those who are ready to start their walk with Christ this evening, those who are lost and know their ways are wrong and need correction from God's word. We also invite those who are in need of help in going through trying times. We ask that either class come sit on the front row as we stand and sing the invitation.